The former ISU Redbird catcher and third baseman, who is now a member of the St. Louis Cardinals, was called up over the weekend while the club was playing in Colorado and came up to bat and homered in his first at-bat. Paul DeJong joins us on the telephone from St. Louis. Hi, Paul. How are you doing? Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Tell me, what was the weekend like? You got called up and a whirlwind of activity. You didn't even get to the game on Sunday on time, and yet you were one of the highlights of the game. How did that all happen? Walk us through it.
Well, I got told the night before after my game in Memphis that I was going up, so I had an early flight out of Memphis the next day, but there were some bad storms that rolled in, so the flight crew that was supposed to work my flight out of Memphis didn't even make it in. So craziness had to go on. I had some help with my trainer in Memphis. He helped me set up a new flight. Anyway, barely make my connections, get to Colorado at 1:20 or something in the second inning, and get in the cab straight to the field, straight in the uniform, straight out to the dugout, and basically said, when am I going in? Then I got the pinch hit for the pitcher in the eighth inning, or I was going to in the eighth, got left on deck, and then let off the ninth, and the rest is history.
It sure is. The highlight played everywhere. We had it here on WJBC. We carry the Cardinal game. Scott and Patty ran the home run call by John Rooney the next morning. And I bet you got a lot of feedback from your friends still here with the ISU baseball program and some of your former teammates. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I have a lot of people that have reached out to me, lots of friends and family, former teammates, former coaches. Just a lot of support, a lot of thanks, and I really appreciate everyone that's reached out and made this first couple days feel really special. I was kind of heartbroken seeing the Birds lose to Dallas Baptist in the championship. I was pulling for them, but the baseball bond really does run deep, and I'm glad to have heard from some of them.
I know I was at the game on Monday when you played your first home game. Were you surprised to be starting on Monday, and did you see, I saw folks with ISU shirts and caps in the crowd, so there were people that went down just to see you play.
Yeah, I expected to play coming up here. I expect to be in the lineup every day, and I've definitely heard some fans from the stands yelling, go ISU, go Valley, stuff like that. So definitely in a familiar part of the country, and I get the Cardinals culture, and I think I fit in pretty well here.
All right, now, you caught and played third base at ISU. I think if I remember correctly, having covered one of your teams, you were the primary catcher at ISU for a while. So talk about this transition to third base and now then to shortstop, the Cardinals having you concentrate at shortstop as you moved up through the minor leagues, and then you make it to the major leagues, and you're playing second base. How difficult was that in your first couple of major league starts to play a position that you probably have the least experience with?
I would say I played a majority of second base at Illinois State. That's probably the position I played most in college. But in pro ball, I've been mostly third and short, but I think my value as a player is playing multiple positions, being able to be in the lineup at multiple spots, and then letting my bat play and do what I do at the plate. Combine that with playing solid defense at any of those three positions, I think really helps my value. So I kind of just expect to be moved around, honestly.
You had an opportunity this spring, which a lot of players in Major League Baseball had, and that was because of the World Baseball Classic. Many of the starters, the players who would receive the most playing time in spring training, were not with their teams. They were competing in the WBC. How helpful was that to you this spring to be with the big league club, or at least playing on the big field in Jupiter most of the time?
Yeah, I think that really helped my development. I think, first of all, really developed a relationship with all the big league staff, all the people I'm working with here right now, and players, coaches, management, administrative people, trainers, everyone. So when I got here, there wasn't a huge shock when I'm talking about meeting people. It's more just a shock of the new look, new location. But I think my development in spring has eased this process of getting to St. Louis and getting down to business. So being in spring training that long with the team, I think is probably one of the reasons I got here so quickly.
We hear a lot about the Cardinal culture. You've even mentioned it already during our conversation here, and how they embrace young players when they get to the major leagues. Give us an example of who are the leaders on that club, and what do they do? What have they done since you've been there for a few days to sort of make you feel comfortable and fit into the culture that they have?
Oh, well, there's some great veteran leadership in this locker room. You talk about guys like Waino, Yachty, Karp, even Fowler stepped in to one of those roles. But I think everyone just kind of like just on to the next one, or let's win a baseball game. It's not really a divided clubhouse. I would say we're pretty unified in what our goals are, and that's just to win games. So I'm happy I can be up here right now and try to help the team win, and now it actually means something, go to the playoffs and get a ring, and that's why we all play this game. So that's what I'm looking forward to now, is the team goal and just competing with the Cardinal.
Are there any players in that clubhouse? There are several young players like yourself. Are there any young players in that clubhouse that you're already friendly with, good friends with, familiar?
No, I'd say I'd have pretty good relationships with pretty much everyone here, at least in some form. So, then again, I'm new, so I'm going to be, just head down, do my business, and, slowly and surely, get more comfortable with these guys. But I'm just going to enjoy every day I have here, because you never know how long that's going to be. So I'm just really taking it day by day.
Now, I remember when you were at ISU, all of a sudden, there was a spike in your power. I think it might have been your last year. You hit 16 home runs, and you were among the NCAA home run leaders. What happened? Did your body just mature? Did you refine your mechanics? What exactly went on that made you a more powerful hitter and got the scouts to notice you a little bit more?
Yeah, I think I used more of my body in my swings, my legs, but really it's probably about maturity and consistent at bat, and strength, just growing into your body, being stronger, being able to swing a heavier bat faster, stuff like that. But lately, it's just about getting a good pitch and taking a good swing. I don't have to try to create anything. I don't have to try to create power. It's not something that that's actually something I lose when I try to do too much. So lately, it's just been about swinging nice and easy and letting the pitcher do the work.
Is it hard not to get caught up in you're making a living? It's a job now. But for example, you're out on the field with a guy like Chase Utley, who's at the end of his career, but yet still very successful. Played on a World Series team. You come up, you're in a game with people like Nolan Arenado. There's some great players on your own team. Is it hard not to come up and still sort of be a fan a little bit in these first few days?
Yeah, I kind of got over a little bit of that shock this spring training. Being out there on the field with some other big name guys. So, once you get down to it, it's all in between the lines. It's still the same game. So that's what brings me comfort when I'm out there, knowing that it's just baseball and that I'm a good baseball player and I know how to play. And that's really what it comes down to. But it is sometimes it's a little shocking to see some of the people you've been watching on TV for years, but. Like I said, you get over it quickly once you realize you just hit a double off of. It's time to cover him up and not let him steal third, stuff like that.
Now, on Sunday, in your first game, the one that you spoke about getting to late and pinch hitting and hitting a home run in your first major league at bat, after you homered and you were back in the dugout, on the Cardinal television broadcast, there was a shot of you and John Brebbia, the other player who was called up along with you, a pitcher, and you were having a conversation and sort of laughing back and forth. Can you give us sort of a sense of what that conversation was about?
Yeah, we're just so excited about how we just began our big league career. We both debuted in the same day, and I think it's just an overwhelming thought about just your thing about your journey to the majors, and His was certainly tough, and he's really fought through a lot of stuff, and he's a great player, and he deserves to be here. And, you know, I'm just thinking about my story, and just kind of like an overwhelming amount of emotion, especially if you do something good. So really, it's just, we're just happy to be there and happy to be in there.
Yeah, John Brebia had just pitched, I think, not long before you came to bat. He had just pitched his first inning in the major leagues, and I think it was a clean inning. And so I'm guessing that some of that we saw on television was just the relief of, hey, we're here, and we got our feet wet, and it's sort of worked out here just so far.
Right, exactly. But now it's time to get into a routine and regular business.
Now, the other thing that has sort of been entertaining for us as observers and fans is they've had cameras on your mom and dad constantly. And I remember on Monday, they would show your mom on the scoreboard after you'd get a hit. Are you aware of that? That they've been interviewed?
No, I knew they were on there during the day game, but that's all I thought. They got interviewed.
Yeah, I think they were interviewed both Sunday and on Monday. On the television broadcast.
Interesting. Yeah, they're becoming celebrities, I guess. More FaceTime than me.
Yeah. Okay, so now, do you know, I guess the way it works is if you keep hitting, you keep playing, and you stay in the major leagues. Isn't that the way it works?
Say that again?
I said if you keep hitting here and you keep playing well, that's how you stay up in the major leagues, right?
That's the approach I want to take anyway.
All right, what's the most important thing you learned at ISU that's helped you through your quick rise through the Cardinal organization?
Oh, I would say just talking to Coach Durkak about hitting, I guess, kind of helped me with the whole mindset behind hitting, your goals. So I would say getting a good pitch to hit is the number one rule of hitting. And Coach Durkak would talk about that a lot, and that's something I've taken with me every step of the way.
Do you try to use a portion of the strike zone? I know there's certain hitting coaches. Mark McGwire was one, even as a hitter, he'd look at a part of the strike zone where he could handle a pitch, and he would completely, unless there were two strikes, discount that other part of the strike zone that he wasn't comfortable with. Is that part of your philosophy?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Especially for guys that can hit for power, it's a smaller zone than a guy that can hit just for contact, so... For me, it's just, yeah, trying to find one in my hot zone is what I call it, which is the portion that I want to use.
Do you know yet if you're in the lineup again tonight?
I am.
Well, good for you. We look forward to seeing you play. It's been a real thrill for the folks around here in the ISU and the Twin Cities community to hear that you are coming up and to see you succeed so early. And you have kind of moved through the system fairly rapidly, so we thank you for your time and continued success.
Absolutely, guys. I appreciate you having me on.